It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davies.
Thank you. Good evening from Sydney High School. We are ready for the second straight game involving Unitego boys basketball at a game for first place. The Sydney Warriors coming in with just one league loss. That was to Green in their first league game of the season. Since then, they have run the table in the MAC against the still and only undefeated team in the MAC boys, and that is the Unitego Spartans at 7-0, Sydney 6-1. Both teams are on the outs as far as non-league schedules go, but we are anticipating a good game. The JVs were also, I believe, undefeated in league games, and it started off as a real grudge match. Sydney wound up taking that one rather easily, 53-36. So welcome to one and all as we get this underway. Game highly anticipated, and we've got an anticipated game tomorrow night with the girls as well. So as Sydney girls will put their undefeated mark on the line. So this really is some of the best part of the basketball season 2013-2014. And we start each and every game with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and a phone number of 563-4311 for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals, an expert service department, and more. You call Chambers and O'Hara, 563-4311. The folks at Chambers and O'Hara wishes our coaches, Cal Locke, Lou Kaiser, and the Unitego Spartans, Mike Brzee, and the Sydney Warriors, the best in tonight's ball game. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports, rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And it never fails in Sydney. The games get over with very, very quickly. We'll be starting the game probably around 10 after 7. It's just crazy. They start at 5:30 like everybody else, but the games run very quickly. And it's okay with us because, well, you know, want to get home early and everything. When you're in your mid-50s, you just kind of have to, you know, take life a little easier. But, hey, I can't wait for the next hour and a half, to be honest with you. I can't wait to see who's going to win this one. These two teams have been involved in some phenomenal matchups over the last several years and throughout history. But tonight is what is most meaningful for both teams. Unitego undefeated at 7-0. Sydney just a step behind at 6-1. And here's the funny thing. If Sydney wins and they go to 7-1, Unitego drops to 7-1. Green wins if they beat BG tonight and they go to 7-1. It's a three-way tie with everybody beating everybody else, and I believe that would call for a three-way playoff. We're not even going there yet, but I just want to let you know how close the lead is in the Mid-State Athletic Conference Boys Division. So we'll be back in just a moment to take a look at both teams, how they got here, and what's going on with them. We do have one personnel change, and we'll tell you about that as well. Live, Tri-Town High School Basketball, Unitego and Sydney, on your all-live AM and FM local sports leader, WCDO.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
Oh, there's nothing better than a Big Mac sandwich.
Well,
the melted cheese, tangy pickles, special sauce.
I can think of one thing.
Impossible.
Two Big Mac sandwiches.
Now at McDonald's, get two Big Mac sandwiches for just $4. Two legendary Big Mac sandwiches with melted cheese, pickles, and special sauce. Only $4.
Okay, that is better.
And bigger.
Delicious.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Price of single item posted on the menu board. Limited time offer.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more. And some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Mondays in January, get a small white chocolate mocha for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only. Limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Good. Very good. All right, we're back for Unitico and Sydney, the Chambers and Hare Auto Center tip-off show. It's looking pretty good for two teams in tents for tonight. Got stats just handed to me. I had them also on Max Preps just in case Mike Brzee didn't get them to me, but glad that he did because it takes battery power out of my iPad. But so anyway, Unitico, let's start with them. They're the visiting team. Covered them the last two games. They have had two nail biters. The first one, the win over Harpersville, where they had a strong fourth quarter led by Tanner Winchester with a career-high 31 points, including a second half of 17 points and a fourth quarter that went 3-for-4 from the line and 7 points. Kellen Komenda, I'd call him the Batman and Robin of the Mid-State Athletic Conference. He scored 5 points in that game and always seems to hit key three-pointers. He had 16 in that game. He's averaging 16 a game, and Tanner is averaging just over 20 points a game. They came back on Friday night in a very, very ugly ball game. Unitico never trailed. Green missed their first 8, 9, 10 shots all inside. Their top player, Zach Wentlett, didn't really get on track to the second half when he scored 12 of his 14. But Green never got to the free throw line in the fourth quarter, and that seemed to be the difference because Unitico put three-pointers in by Jonathan Forte and Kellen Komenda en route to holding on to a 48-45 victory against the then-unbeaten Green team. Justin Ekstrom, who had nailed 5 three-pointers in a row against Sydney in an earlier game, causing Sydney's only loss, had just 2 baskets for 4 points, and he had a three-pointer, only his second attempt of the game, at the two-second mark, and it spun out. And it was one of those, well, aw shucks. Even though we played poorly, we still could have taken it into overtime. It was not to be. Unitico holds on in that one, 48-45. For the Sydney boys, they had a bit of a struggle in the win last Wednesday at Delhi, and that was Mike Brzee's 350th career win. And I got to say, as a high school classmate of Mike's, holy cow, 350 wins since 1990-91 season when he coached, he took over for Bill Monroe. He has had winning seasons in almost every campaign. He's going to have another one this season, 350 wins, but they won that game by just 10, 46-36. It helped to shoot 10 for 12 from the foul line, and their free throw shooting has gotten it's actually stayed pretty good. But in that game, Nick Mino led the way with 17 points. Trey Larson had 11. Billy Kozak had 8. And then they defeated Deposit on Friday night, 48-35. That sounds a little closer than the score really was. They were up 41-18 after three quarters, and Deposit scored 17 after scoring 18 in the first three quarters, scored 17 in the fourth quarter alone. So 48-35 was the final there. Sydney with 9 3-pointers. That is her season high, 9 3-pointers. Just 5 for 7 from the foul line. Nick Mino, although he had 11 points, led the way with 5 assists. Billy Kozak had 5 3-pointers and 10 shots taken there, 19 points in all. And Patrick Vibbert had one of his best all-around games. He scored 10 points in that game. Spartans always seem to be out-height, but they have a good length to their defense. And last week when Cal Locke's wife was giving birth to twins on Saturday, it turned out actually to be Saturday, not Friday, they changed it up and did a little more zone. Cal likes to play man-to-man strictly, and Luke Kaiser, the JV coach, bumped up to varsity for that night. Had him doing a little bit of zone, and I think it worked. It forced Green to go inside, and they just had struggle after struggling time scoring in the interior. They'll be at a height disadvantage again tonight, but they've got a good balance to their offense, a great length to their defense, and they're going to cause some problems for the Sydney Warriors. And for Sydney, the up-and-coming work of Trey Larson, who is now a starter, and Jordan Constable off the bench, and Wyatt McKee does an outstanding job there. Should be a lot of fun tonight. We're going to take our final break when we come back, because we've got an anthem that's, I think, in the can. And when we come back, we'll have Kyle Vibber giving us tonight's starting lineups between Unitigo and Sydney. Everyone's been looking forward to this one. We've got a good crowd here at Sydney High School, so stick around. We've got live Tri-Town High School basketball at its best on your local sports leader, WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from CH Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, we're going to have the starting lineups announced by Mr. Kyle Vibbert. Can you grab that one, too? And now the starting lineups for tonight's contest. First for the visitors from Unitigo. 5'11 senior, number 42, Shane Bucci. A 5'9 senior, number 24, Jonathan Forte. A 5'11 senior, number 14, Corbin Henry. A 6-foot senior, number 10, Kellen Comenda. A 6-foot junior, number 20, Tanner Winchester. And the head coach of the Spartans is Mr. Cal Locke. Unitigo in their dark green tonight with black numbers and letters. Big Unitigo across the chest. Going into their pregame chant, Sydney in their white with maroon. And now the starting lineup for your Sydney Warriors. a 6'3 junior, number 33, Trey Larson. A 6'3 junior, number 14, Wyatt McKee. A 6' junior, number 2, Nick Mino. A 5'11 senior, number 10, Patrick Vibbard. And a 5'6 senior, number 21, Billy Kozak. And the head coach of the Sydney Warriors is Mr. Mike Brzee.
All right, thank you very much. Get our court out of here. All right, all the preliminaries are out of the way. We're looking forward to this one. Hope you are, too. And just for the record, we can't let you know where you're logging in from. People are logging in from tonight due to a technical situation. However, I do know, and I'm pretty sure, that we've got people all the way out in Hawaii that are logging into this one tonight. I'm pretty sure we've got somebody from Wells College out there near between Buffalo and Rochester. And I think there's a bunch of others that are probably local, Mount Upton, Norwich, Otigo, Oneonta, New York City, Binghamton. Here we go. We're off and running, and Winchester was chosen to jump, and there's all kinds of mix-up, and it will be Sydney's basketball, although it wasn't the cleanest jump I've ever seen. Both teams are going to start out in man-to-man. Wyatt McKee backing in hard, and a traveling violation as Shane Bucci held his ground that time, and I wasn't sure. Are we going to establish some real physical play, or are we going to start out with finesse? And it looked like we started out with some power and physicality. Unitigo will get chance now to draw first points. In the corner is Bucci passing out to Comenda. Swing it to Forte, quickly over to Henry. Henry shovels it into Winchester to Bucci back in the three-point land. Quick ball movement by Unitigo, man-to-man by Sydney. And Henry gets bumped on his shot with the left hand, missed it altogether. Sydney will rebound, and they'll get the first chance for points. Just underway in Sydney. Wyatt McKee comes in and puts it up off the glass, misses long. Mino can't hang on to the rebound, and it is Corbin Henry's control of the basketball off to Comenda. Henry, a little short jump shot, but he was too long on it. Larson with a rebound, being contested a bit by Winchester. Cannot take anything for granted against this Unitigo team. Kozak driving in, and for some reason, he started a finger roll way back in the middle part of the paint. He gets the benefit of the call that's going to go against Corbin Henry, his first team first and the first foul of the evening. The stats I have for Sydney are league stats only, but Kozak at just at 14 for 19, 74% coming in, and they now make it 75 as he makes the first shot, and Sydney will draw first point. Second shot also good. Two good free throw shooting teams, especially Comenda and Winchester on the Unitigo side. Kozak, Larson, and Constable on the Sydney side. Forte gave up a three, goes in short, and along the baseline. The shot was partially blocked by McKee. So that'll be Unitigo's ball underneath their basket. Winchester will do the honors. They set up the square. Goes to Bucci, quickly out to Forte. Forte, around the screen comes Comenda. His shot from the right baseline is good. A three-pointer. Comenda's specialty, the tray, and one of his specialties, I should say. And we've got our first lead change of the ball game. Three-pointer for Kozak, trying to answer, just misses. Larson staying with it for the rebound. It's touched last by Larson. And it's Spartan ball, and Sydney's going to go into their 2-2-1 trap. We'll see how they handle this one. Comenda and Winchester, back and forth they go. Then the bounce pass along the sideline for Forte. Unitigo going to my right, incidentally, toward the Sydney bench. Nice give and go to Henry. But he can't handle the pass, and it's Mino with a steal. Nick Mino directing the traffic on this possession. Nearly a steal off the pass to Larson. Back Mino, long three, and it's off the rim. Chased in the corner. No one will get to it. It'll be Unitigo's basketball. 5:44 to go first quarter. Two free throws for Bill Kozak, answered with a three in the corner by Kellen Comenda. Against the press, They worked the pass very nicely. Down the lane comes Winchester. Hanging jump shot, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Tanner got up there with the springs, and that's going to be against Pat Vibbert, and that's one of the matchups that has been anticipated. Vibbert, more of a defensive specialist, assigned to guard either Winchester or Commenda. That time he was taking Winchester. Tanner, also a very good free throw shooter, makes the first one. Had a couple of rare misses against Green that caused people to be a little worried, and he misses one here. But one of two makes it 4-2. Sydney trailing. They have the basketball going to my left. 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Still lots of time. Kozak, they isolate against Forte, and the hanging shot is no good. There's a foul, though, on Forte. And that play was designed specifically for Kozak to drive the lane, his choice, left, right, or center, and draw contact. And he did exactly that. Forte's first foul, second on Unitigo. Kozak will inbound. Down in the corner to Mino. The fake of the pass, drives in hard, back to, against the double team. Kozak kicks it over to Mino in the corner. Soft jump shot up, no good, short rebound. Larson with it, off the glass, and it drops off, and it's rebounded by Kellen Commenda. He'll streak up the left side with a basketball for Unitigo. Spartans lead up under the five-minute mark. We go 4-2. Spartans lead by two. Sydney looking for their first field goal. Corbin Henry drives in against McKee. McKee gave him a little bit of room, and that's all Corbin Henry needs to draw the foul. That will go on Wyatt McKee of Sydney, his first. Good execution on the part of Corbin Henry, and he'll be at the line to shoot a pair. First shot is up and off the back of the rim. Corbin Henry, not a significant scorer, but it seems like his points become meaningful at different stages of the ball game. That'll be the second shot, will be good. So Henry with a point. 5-2, stretching the lead ever so slightly. 5-2, Unitigo. Sydney still without a field goal. Larson finds Mino in the left corner. Down underneath for McKee. From behind, swatted away by Bucci. Bucci assigned to guard Wyatt McKee. I'm loving the matchups here. It's Forte against Kozak. It's Henry against Larson. Mino will inbound. He's guarded by Winchester. Nearly a steal by Jonathan Forte. 21 on the shot clock for Sydney. And number 21 for Sydney, Bill Kozak will inbound. Fakes it to the left, goes to the right for Vibbert. Right back to Kozak, and he'll start the offense for Sydney. They're going to spread it out again and give him a chance to isolate. Driving in hard against Forte. Oh, the layup's no good. Larson comes in from behind but gets the ball stolen away by Commenda. Larson had the offensive board, and it got ripped out of his hands by Kellen Commenda. Driving in hard, Henry. Oh, a lot of contact there. They'll say it's a clean block. Here comes Sydney in transition. Vibbert up the left side. Boy, they get away with a carry these days. Mino, right side. Right wing. Now he's guarded by Henry. The drive by Mino slides off the rim. This reminds me so much of the Green game against Unitigo. Sydney, Green in that first quarter could not buy a basket if you gave them a stepladder. Same thing for Sydney right now. 5-2. Warriors without a field goal. 3:52 left. Unitigo keeping their options open. Commenda for three. Oh, yes. Kellen Commenda with a second three-pointer. 2-for-2 in that department. 8-2 lead. Unitigo unbeaten in the MAC. Sydney with one loss. This would put them in a three-way tie, assuming Green defeats BG tonight, and they are playing. Kozak long three, and it's good! Bill Kozak with an answer. And that one was NBA length. 8-5 our score. 3:18 to go in the first quarter. Commenda down low. Henry passes back. They keep it going. Winchester finds a little bit of room. That one hits off the back of the rim. Tapped up by Henry to Commenda from the foul line. Good. Corbin Henry made that play possible. Kellen Commenda with a finish. So 10-5. High post pass from Mino into McKee. Back to the basket. Goes to Mino on the right side. Drives hard. Goes underneath. Can't hit the reverse layup. Rebound McKee. And he puts it in. Wyatt McKee basket. Makes it 10-7. Unitigo. 2:36 to go first quarter. Komenda, guarded by Kozak. So there's slight variations on who has who. There goes Winchester. Give it go back to Bucci. Now it's Corbin Henry driving hard against Larson. Corbin Henry made it look pretty easy. He drove on McKee and got two shots at the line. He drove against Larson and got the bucket. 12-7, Spartans by 5. Mino waits for Kozak to come around the screen, guarded by Forte. Now they weave it to Vibbert. Vibbert down low for Larson. He's open, off the glass, and it's good. Trey Larson, the basket. Great feed by Vibbert. 12-9, the score. Komenda down low. The Bucci, and he's called for travel. He literally tripped over the feet of Wyatt McKee, who will sit down now, replaced in the Sydney lineup by Jordan Constable. Constable averaging just 3.3 points a game, but he's got 12 for 12 free throws in the league season. Kozak streaks to the basket. He gets double-teamed, kicks it back to Mino. Mino, give and go to Constable. He's caught underneath, has to pass it around. 18 on the shot clock. Down, diagonal pass from Kozak, looking for Larson to cut to the basket, and Trey did not see it. And I don't normally see Billy Kozak angry, but that was the case right there because he walked right past me. Very angry with his teammate for not seeing his path to the basket like Billy did. So Sydney going to play some trap defense if they can. Forte, nice job, gets it over half court. Still on his on the run. Passes down low to Henry. One bounce and done. Back to Bucci. Now on the cut is Komenda. Forte for three, right side. Swish! Jonathan Forte scores the third three-pointer for Unitigo. And it's a six-point Spartan lead. Kozak against Forte. Kozak gets away from trouble. Passes it low to Constable. Cannot hang on to it. Komenda steals it. Goes up against Vibbert. Won't score it, but Vibbert is going to get called for his second foul, and that's going to force Mike Brzee to go to his bench probably. Justin Barnes will probably come in for Vibbert, but let's see what happens. Not going to make the call for him. At the line is Kellen Komenda, and it will be my correction, of course. That's why I'm not the coach. It's Brandon Bissett. Komenda makes the free throw. Komenda with a superb first quarter. He's got 9 points. Wholesale subs for Unitigo. Eric Hartshorn, only 5'11", but can leap out of the gym. Braden Beadle, a 6-foot freshman. And Jared Jones, who started against Green, is in there now as the big man. Komenda, 10 points in the first quarter alone. 42 seconds to go, and he's outscored Sydney. It's 17-9. Largest lead again for Unitigo at 8. Larson, guarded closely by Winchester. Now it's Mino on the left wing. Jared Jones gives him a little bit of space. 16 on the shot clock. Kozak's out by the block, asked at the half court. Kozak, foul line jump shot, missed it. Ball is up for grabs, and Jared Jones the one that grabs it. 12 seconds to go. Unitigo's going to take a lead out of this first quarter. Let's see how much. Winchester driving to the hoop. Blocked by Larson. Ball is into Kozak's hands with 3 seconds to go. He comes down and is fouled from behind. We'll label that one a foolish foul. Komenda coming from behind trying to steal it from Kozak. Gets called for his first foul. I didn't think that was going to be happening. Kozak already had two guys in front of him. So the inbounds to Mino. Three-pointer at the buzzer off the back of the rim. And Unitigo takes the first quarter lead. A strong effort by Kellen Komenda. 10 points leading the way to a 17-9 first quarter break. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, it's an awful good start for the visiting Unitico Spartans. They've got 17 points, a much stronger first quarter than they had against Green at home, and they love to do it in Sydney's gym. Let's see how long this will last. And they go right to the basket, Braden Beadle. Taking a feed, a different look to the offensive set this time for the Spartans, and a foul on Jordan Constable of Sydney. That'll be Sydney's fourth team foul, and Braden Beadle, the freshman, will be at the line to shoot a pair. Spartans were 4-for-6 in the first quarter from the line, and the Southpaw will knock down the first one, increasing the lead to 9. Second shot is short. Rebound Constable. Off to Nick Mino. So it's Mino, Bissett, Kozak, Larson, and Constable. Set the Unitico lineup in just a moment. Bissett guarded closely by Komenda. Now it's Larson picked up by Hartshorn. A definite size advantage there. Mino, the follow-away jump shot is good. Best-looking shot for Nick Mino. The best result, 18-11. I'm sure he's feeling that he's got to get into the offensive flow as well as Kozak. Komenda for three again. No, this one rims out. And from behind, Corbin Henry pushes the ball away, but he is, well, they're going to call it on Braden Beadle. I'm surprised on that one. Beadle will be called for the foul. It looked, I mean, Corbin Henry put one hand on the back of Jordan Constable and pushed the ball with the other one, and they blew the whistle, but they apparently found Braden Beadle guilty. So 18-11, Sydney, chance to get that margin cut down. Kozak to Constable. Over to Bissett. He's got Wyatt McKee back in the game now as a low post. Kozak against Beadle. Now it's Constable. Now it's Nick Mino faking the left-hand jump shot, and he goes in at the elbow and misses out. McKee with a rebound. Back out Mino again. Oh, he had Bissett on the inside lane and didn't go there. He went to Constable instead. The ball got knocked away. Driving in is Jared Jones, a little finger roll, no good. Turnaround, baby hook, whatever you want to call it. It just went off the back of the rim. Sydney shooting very poorly so far, and they've lost some opportunities on some back doors, but easy to see from here. Kozak, change of direction into Constable, off the glass, no good. They tapped it long to the foul line, and waiting for it was Winchester. Tanner Winchester held it just 1 point until now. He drives in hard on the left side and scores it. Good instincts there by number 2-0. Back to a 9-point lead, 20-11. Mino looking at the right side. Down low to McKee. McKee backing in, double teamed. Somebody's open. Mino. Mino might have gotten away with the travel. At least that's what Unitico fans are saying. Down low to Constable. The turnaround. No, it's Mino with the right wing. Constable kicked it back out. It is Mino forcing it on the left side, and it's no good. He had Bissett open on the left baseline. He decided to go with the layup and missed it. 20-11 still. Komenda driving hard. He's going to fake the pass and shoot. Missed it. Rebound Bissett. Nice fake there by Komenda, but he was too hard on the ensuing shot. Down to the 5:15 mark of the first half. Game is flying by. Bissett picked up by Komenda. Bissett one dribbling over to Kozak. Kozak long three, and it's nothing but net. Bill Kozak, second time tonight. They gave him a little space way out on the perimeter. He took it. 20-14. Komenda, who's made two himself tonight, passes up that shot. Hartshorn, guarded by Constable, driving in. Hartshorn goes up hard and scores it. This kid, inch for inch, is impressing the heck out of me in three games in a row. Again, not scoring a ton, but he rebounds and he can block shots and he can jump. This time he gets a foul. Apparently the scoreboard's not operating with the player and the foul, so we're going to have to pay more attention. Shot by Hartshorn, misses. Winchester trying to out-hustle Larson for the rebound, and you know what? It worked. Larson took for granted that he had Winchester boxed out. I think that was Constable's second. 22-14. He's out. Larson is in for Sydney. We'll check that at the halftime break. Anyway, 4:40 left. Spartans have the ball back. Winchester starts right, goes left, spin move, floater in the lane, no. Goes after his own rebound, but Bissett rips it away. And here comes Mino down the left side. Stops at the perimeter, out to Kozak. Beadle knows he's shot twice there. He's not going to give him another one. McKee, no look pass to Mino, out to Kozak again. Waiting for a screen, no, it doesn't happen. Larson on the wing, into the corner for Bissett. Bissett slips, and there's going to be a blocking foul, and that might be two on Kellen Komenda. Yep, that's going to be two on Kellen Komenda for Unitigo, and that, let's call that our first crucial moment of the game. It's Jones that'll come out, though, for Shane Bucci. Kellen Komenda will now come out, replaced by Jonathan Forte. This will distinctly change the dynamic of the Spartan lineup. Will they take advantage? Speaking of Sydney, Kozak driving in hard. Oh, he kicks it out between McKee and Mino. Forced it, no question about it. And the pass would have saved him, except he passed it in between teammates that were 10 feet apart. 22-14. Forte now going to be asked to handle the ball a little more. Hartshorn out to Winchester. Bissett picks him up around the screen. Fall-away jumper off the rim, no good. Larson pulls it down with authority. He didn't want that last thing to happen like Winchester got it out of his hands before. Here comes Kozak driving in. Off to McKee, wide open on the left side. That's the Sydney play they wanted several times but have not gotten until now. 22-16. Winchester, very patient, over to Forte on the left wing. Picked up by Kozak around the screen. Bank shot is in, and Forte refusing to smile. Oh, my goodness. That shot was so hard, and it banked right off and in. 24-16. Larson at the top of the key. Hartshorn gives him some room, knowing he's not going to shoot there. Bissett coming around the screen is Kozak. Bissett hits him with a pass. Here comes Kozak still dribbling. Inside low to Larson. It's up and good. 4 points for Trey Larson, and like I said, with Komenda out of the ballgame, these little things can help Sydney. 24, that's how powerful a player Komenda is. That's the respect Sydney is showing. They show respect by trying to take advantage of him being out of the game. I guess that's, I had to finish that thought. Winchester drives down the lane. He had a little circular move, and that helped get the foul call. That's going to go on Brandon Bissett, and I have the feeling with Winchester and then when Komenda comes back in, there's going to be a lot of fouls in that regard between Bissett and Pat Vibbert. Vibbert already has two and is sitting down. 2:33 left. Winchester at the line, gets this one, coaxes this one in. Tanner just 4 points in the game, but 5 points make it. 26-18. A little debris issue there. So it's Larson, Mino, Kozak, McKee, and Bissett. Offense, defense is Forte, Hartshorn, Winchester, Beadle, and Forte. They pass it down low to McKee. McKee kicks it right back to Mino. Mino, 18-footer, good! And it was the kind of shot that it drops through with hardly any ripple of the net.
So 2:05 to play, 26-20. Sydney trailing by six. There goes a great baseline move by Bucci, and he's fouled in the act. McKee going for the block, but they're going to call the foul on Mino. Bucci at the line for Unitigo. Shot is up, and it circulates and goes down. Can a foul shot circulate? Hartshorn goes out. Corbin Henry returns. He's had a good game so far. Bucci misses the second. Larson rebounds, quickly outlets to Mino. 27-20, under 2 minutes to go already in the first half. My goodness. Mino, jump stop, goes up, scores it. No, they take it away for a travel. Well, sometimes they allow the jump stop and sometimes they don't, and this was one time they didn't. I've seen players make that play and it's considered good. Not this time. 27-20. Unitigo dodges one there. Forte, nice crossover dribble off to Corbin Henry. Henry's guarded by Larson. Driving in hard is Winchester. The turnaround with the left hand just slides off the rim, and Mino picks up the loose ball. Here comes Mino on a rush. Mino dumps it off to McKee, but it's out of bounds. It'll be Sydney's ball. Good trailing defense by either Bucci or Winchester. Not sure. 27-20. Mino way up top for Kozak. Forte shadowing him. They spread it out on a 1-4 for Kozak. Forte got a piece of the ball. He's back to the dribble, and now a blocking foul will be called on Forte. The touch foul is called. The other one wasn't. And Cal Locke's asking for some sort of clarification there. And that will not be a 1-1. Forte's second foul. That will not be 1-1. That is the sixth foul on Unitigo. Next one is a shooting foul. Sydney already at the limit of 7. Kozak to Larson. Handed right back to Kozak. Kozak crossover dribble in front of Beadle. Goes up and too hard. Larson rebounds. And the ball is loose. It's Forte picking it up for Unitigo. I'm not sure why Larson didn't put it right back up and in. But he came down and touching, dribbling on the sideline. Strangely, Tanner Winchester. That's a head shaker right there. The wide open to be hitting the having your foot go on the sideline. Break for Sydney there. 45 seconds to go. McKee back out to Kozak. Trying to set a screen for Kozak. He's got to watch out. It's not a moving screen. Down to McKee. McKee is fouled, and no, they'll call him for travel. And a short timeout asked for by Coach Locke, the new father of twins. 27-20, 33 seconds to go. It's a short timeout. Stick around. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Jake, why are you sitting in the showroom in shorts and sunglasses?
What do you mean? It's time for the Scovel Mino January used vehicle sale, and the deals are hot. We have over 150 premium pre-owned vehicles on our lots, and everyone is on sale. Dad, this is big. There's hot savings inside on our showroom floors, too.
Where's your shirt and tie?
Dad, it's hot in here.
It's the January used vehicle sale at Scovel Mino in Oneonta, Sydney, Bainbridge, and Owego.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, needless to say, this game has flown by, even though there's 13 total fouls have been called. Our score is 27-20. Sydney had a two-point lead early when Bill Kozak made two free throws. Kellen Comenda answered with a three, and since then, Unitigo has not trailed. They did not trail at all in their three-point win over Green. Kind of weird because they never led by more than 10. Forte threw a double team. Nice job. Over to Jared Jones. They're going to play for the last shot. Winchester, 23 on the clock. Nice job by Forte to slice through that double team. It's Forte, Bucci, Jones, Winchester, and Comenda back in the game on the offense. He gets it on the left side. He's going to go across the key. Forte throws it up for three. Short. Rebounded by Winchester, no good, and the buzzer will sound, and Unitigo
will take a 7-point lead into the locker room at 27-20. They failed to score in that time, but they also didn't allow Sydney to get off a shot either. So sort of a neutral win there for Unitigo. We will come back with the Maravito Energy Products halftime report and some other games going on tonight. It should be a great second half, though. We'll talk about that, too. It's live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Maravito keep life warm. Maravito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Maravito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Maravito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Unitigo. No, we're not. We're here at Sydney, but I look up and see Unitigo people, so that's why I got disoriented. I shouldn't have done that. Greg Davey here, take two. Greg Davey here at Sydney High School, brightly lit as it is, and two of the best teams in Mid-State Athletic Conference, Boys Conference, is they are going at it here. And so far, a very solid game for the Unitigo Spartans. Not so much for the Sydney Warriors, but being down only seven gives them, obviously, chance and hope for a good second half, or a much better second half. I'm sure Mike Brzee will be talking about that in the locker room. But it's time now for the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Maravito Energy Products. Delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. First, the scoring recap. As Sydney led 2-0 on free throws by Bill Kozak, Unitigo countered right away on the next possession with a three-pointer by Kellen Kamena, one of two he had in that quarter, on his way to a 10-point first quarter, outscoring Sydney by himself 10-9. The team outscored Sydney 17-9 second quarter, slowed down the pace for both teams, although Sydney just nudged Unitigo 11-10 in that quarter. Sydney just 2-for-2 from the foul line so far. Unitigo driving to the basket with much more authority than Sydney, at least the way I see it right now, and they are benefiting by 8 out of 12 free throw shooting. Kellen Kamenda got in some foul trouble in the second quarter and sat out quite a bit, but he still leads all scorers with 10. Corbin Henry has a basket, 1-for-2 from the line for 3. Tanner Winchester is held on the good side for Sydney, held to just 5 points, but he can be very explosive in the second half. Braden Beadle, 1-for-2 from the foul line for 1. Jonathan Forte hit a 3-pointer, and he banked one in. I didn't hear him call it, but it worked, and he's got 5. Eric Hartshorn with a basket. And Shane Bucci with a free throw for 1, and that's 5 field goals from the 2-point range, 3 from 3-pointer, 8 for 12 free throws, and 27 points for Sydney. Well, it's been Bill Kozak with 2 3-pointers, keeping them in the game, 8 points in all for him, 4 points for Wyatt McKee, 4 points for McKee on 2 baskets, 2 field goals for Nick Mino and 4 points, and 2 field goals for Trey Larson. And 4 points. So on the good side, it's balanced scoring. On the not-so-good side, they are down by 7 and have only shot 2 free throws. Other games tonight, Harpersville and Afton, both boys and girls varsity playing tonight. And I say that because I was very concerned on Friday night when Harpersville went up to Unadilla Valley, the Lady Hornets, putting their undefeated mark against a pretty good Unadilla Valley Storm, the defending MAC champs. We got word that Tatiana Sosnowski, one of the big 3 players for Harpersville, either blew out her hip or suffered some sort of hip injury and was taken to the emergency room. I was told today by the Harpersville folks that she is sitting out of tonight's game against Afton and is questionable for Thursday night's game as Harpersville hosts Seton Catholic. I threw in that game because I wanted to see Harpersville tested against a quality opponent, and no offense against anybody in the MAC, but right now Harpersville seems to be leaps and bounds above any team in the MAC, at least for now. So I wanted to see them against solid competition, so we're adding that Thursday night game. And other games tonight, Bainbridge-Guilford is at Green, the boys. Delhi boys are at Walton, always a spirited rivalry. Deposit is at Hancock, always a spirited rivalry. And I think I got everybody. No, Unadilla Valley is at Oxford tonight. And that is it around the Mid-State Athletic Conference. Sydney boys go from here. They will play Bainbridge-Guilford on the road Tuesday night. Thursday night. They are at Bainbridge-Guilford. And then they have a makeup on the 27th with Whitney Point. And the Whitney Point game is actually the consolation of the Tom Schwann tournament in Norwich that was originally scheduled for December the 13th. And then it was switched to Saturday the 14th, then Saturday the 21st of December. That got snowed out. They tried it again in early January. That got snowed out. So they're at Monday, January 27th at this point. And Whitney Point. Unitigo will go from here, and they will take on Hancock on Thursday in a home game, and then Tuesday the 28th home against Afton before finishing up at Unadilla Valley on Friday the 31st. That is probably going to be the game, Unadilla Valley versus Unitigo for us on Friday, January the 31st. All right, we're going to take our break. The score, 27-20. Unitigo has led all but just about a minute in this ball game, and they will take this into the second half, 27-20 over Sydney in a battle for first place in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. Boys, and you're listening to it live on WCDL.
We're specialists in you, Robert Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes, and we take care of you. You'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Jake,
Why are you sitting in the showroom in shorts and sunglasses?
What do you mean? It's time for the Scovolmino January Used Vehicle Sale, and the deals are hot. We have over 150 premium pre-owned vehicles on our lots, and everyone is on sale. Dad, this is big. There's hot savings inside on our showroom floors, too.
Where's your shirt and tie?
Dad, it's hot in here.
It's the January Used Vehicle Sale at Scovolmino in Oneonta, Sydney, Bainbridge, and Owego.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Thanks again to Marabito Energy Products for their halftime sponsorship. 27-20 is the score. Sydney trailing, but they'll get the ball first in the second half, going to my right. Unitigo going to my left. We'll set the starters as the action unfolds. It's Trey Larson, Bill Kozak, Pat Vibbard, Nick Mino, and Wyatt McKee. Five starters, and McKee forces one up after an off-balance play. And Shane Bucci got away with some contact there, and it forced McKee to an unorthodox shot. Unitigo will have Corbin Henry, Tanner Winchester, Kellen Komenda, who leads all scorers with 10. Driving in is Komenda, off the glass, too hard, rebound McKee with authority. Corbin Henry, Jonathan Forte, Shane Bucci, Tanner Winchester, and Kellen Komenda. Yeah, I think I got all five mentioned. Larson to the right side for Mino. Down low to McKee. McKee with the most powerful move of the night, but he missed it off the rim. Gets it a second time. He's good with a foul. And I think it's, let's see if it counts. Will it count? They're going to say underneath the basket. So apparently the foul was on the rebound or the ball fake. I'm not sure how we're looking at that there. Jonathan Forte's going to come out. That is his second or his third foul. So an immediate change, less than a minute in. Larson missed the pass, but he gets it back and almost stole it away by Komenda. That's the type of player Komenda is. He will out-hustle you. High post to McKee. McKee almost to travel. It is a backdoor to McKee, and lost the ball. Now he gets it back. Flips it up to Kozak baseline. He's going to, kick it across the key, but it's stolen away by Winchester. Sharp play by number 20. Here he comes driving on Vibbert. Dumps it off to Bucci back outside. Driving hard. Oh, Komenda gets a free pass on the left-handed lane, and Kellen Komenda's first points since late in the first quarter. 29-20 the score. Mino off his leg, but fortunately in for Larson. Now it's McKee. And Maya McKee, I'll tell you what, if McKee had made that basket when he made the best move of the night for him, a totally different outlook. Since that time, he just struggled. And he could feel the frustration. Winchester comes back, goes up, big shot, no good. McKee, that time leaping up. And leaps it and taps it over to Mino. Mino, a hanging jump shot off the glass, no good. A lot of contact there, no question about it. So physical play and possibly a moving screen. Let's see what they call it on the defense, though. Oh, they are going to call it on Vibbard. Okay. Braden Beadle was giving a moving screener. That's what it looked like anyway. Vibbard's third foul. So that's going to change things for Sydney as well. They're going to bring somebody in for him. Steal by Mino. Nice job there. And no course of action except to hit it deliberately off the leg of Tanner Winchester. So there are already some substitutions because of foul trouble. But Vibbard so far will stay in the ball game. Interesting move by Coach Brzee. Early in the third quarter, Mino driving hard and a follow-away jump shot. This one in and out. The rebound by Bucci, and here comes Unitigo leading by 9. Komenda floating toward the left side, picked up by Kozak. Around a screen is Bucci. Now is Henry at the top of the key. McKee gives him a little bit of space. Off to Winchester at the foul line. Starts in, comes back out. Gives up his dribble. Over to Forte. Looking. He's got Komenda. Shovels it off, but Mino with the intercept. And then dribbling out of trouble. Nice job by the junior for Sydney. Second leading scorer on the team. Vibbard to the left side for Mino. Looks at a three, does not take it. Back to Kozak. 4:49 left in the third quarter, 29-20. Sydney still looking for their first points. 13 on the shot clock. Mino faking the three. Going in hard, off the glass, no good. Some contact, no call. Rebound to Winchester. He'll bring the ball up the court himself. Sydney struggled like this at the beginning of the game as well. Bucci back out. Komenda long three. No, off the back of the rim. And Kozak gets the long carom. Senior and Division I baseball player headed to join his brother Andy at Erskine College. 4:14 left, third quarter. McKee backing in. Goes up left side. Made it look real easy. Now the best play by Wyatt McKee. He started the game like that but never shot it. Nice spin move there, 29-22. Teams have traded a basket in the first 4 minutes, believe it or not. Winchester with a 16-footer misses. Rebound, Corbin Henry. Corbin Henry's Johnny on the spot, and he's got the follow-up basket, putting it back to a 9-point lead, 31-22, Unitigo. Mino. He's picked up by Henry. Beadle guarding Kozak. Coming around the key is McKee. He does not get the ball. It's Mino. Back up top to Larson. Back to Mino. 10 on the shot clock. Good defense by Unitigo. Will Sydney force it or get a good shot? Mino fakes it, goes up, and the floating jump shot. No, and Larson had the offensive rebound and couldn't hang on. It's up the court for Winchester. Crossover dribble against Vibbard. Sliding it up and in. Missed it. He went with the right hand instead of the left hand on the left side, and that cost him the basket. Down to the 3-minute mark. We are flying through this third period. Mino, top of the key, off to Kozak on the right wing. Here comes Kozak, 16-footer, no. Rebound, McKee coming in from behind, knocked it away, but it's into the hands of Eric. Is that Hartshorn in the game now? No, that's Corbin Henry, I'm sorry. I saw the four on the jersey. Oh, what a play by Winchester. He went left baseline. He faked. Two guys went up. He spun around and had a much nicer shot. 7 points for Winchester. Well below his average, but certainly a timely basket. McKee drives it hard, and he's fouled. He goes right down the middle to the basket. Sydney fans going, what took you so long? Wyatt McKee had a lane to himself. Going for the three-point play. McKee makes it. He's got 9 points. And I don't know who the foul's on, and they're not showing. I'm not sure why they are not giving us the foul and number foul today. Sydney and Unitigo both man-to-man defenses. And from behind, Kozak pops the ball loose from Komenda. Komenda glances at the official with a, hey, didn't you see that kind of call? Oh, Mino's wide open for three, and it's good! Nick Mino with a three-pointer on a confused Unitigo defense. They lost their assignment. Now it's 33-28, Spartans by five. Komenda fakes the three, drives in, kicks it out into the corner. Beadle, the lefty shot, no good. Ball batted up. It's Kozak. Here comes Sydney trying to get on a streak. They've scored five in a row. That's for them. That's their biggest streak so far. Kozak against Beadle. They go low to Larson. Larson back out to Kozak. 1:17 in the third quarter, 20 on the shot clock. Larson to a wide open Mino for three, top of the key. Oh, it swings in and out. It's going to go to Corbin Henry on the rebound. Unitigo maintains their five-point lead with 1 minute to play in the third period. Winchester to the left side for Bucci. Shane Bucci guarded by Larson, and now it's Henry. Henry drives in on McKee and is fouled. Well, pick your poison. Which one is it on? It's going to be on Trey Larson, but that's only one on Larson. Just two fouls both sides. Forte and Vivert each with three. One for each side. Henry at the line, shoots and makes the first one. Unitigo by six, and it'll stay at six. Larson rebounds for the Warriors. Sidney just three for three from the foul line. Mino driving in. He's going to spin. He's going to go. Nice diagonal pass to McKee. Back outside. Vibbert for long distance. It's good, and Pat Vibbert's first basket of the night is the big one. 34-31. 30 seconds to go. About a one-second differential on the game and shot clock. Winchester is guarded by Vibbert. Vibbert's got to stay away from his fourth foul. Forte on the bench with three for Unitigo. He's safe for now. Winchester to Henry. They want it right back to Winchester. Three-pointer, no. He's got to go to Kellen Komenda. And traveling on Komenda. Komenda backed in. He knew he was drawing the defense in hopes of getting the ball to an open Tanner Winchester with 7 seconds left. They call him for travel. Big play here for Sidney. They're going to take the ball out in front of the Unitigo basket. Let's call it foul line extended. So that saves them about, well, 10 feet, right? Or 15 feet. All right, Mino up the floor. 5 seconds to go. Mino to Kozak. Kozak's going to drive in. Off the glass. No good. Larson with a tip in. No, they will say no. It's too late. Good call by the official. It was too late. You didn't need to light it up backboard to tell you that. 34-31, Unitigo is in front, but Sidney has stormed back in the last 2 minutes of this quarter. Stick around, plenty of great action to go. Unitigo Sidney boys here on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sidney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sidney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sidney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sidney, 563-8200.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Unitigo starts right away with a drive to the basket by Tanner Winchester. A little bit too much physicality there. He misses, and then a double dribble of all things being called, and everybody's questioning that call from the Unitigo side. All right, Sidney has not been this close in a while. McKee, Wyatt McKee, who had a good 5-point third quarter. Mino for three to tie it up short. McKee had a hand on it but could not grab it. It's Corbin Henry with yet another rebound for Unitigo. Spartans have a good balanced effort tonight. They're not relying on one guy. And it is Komenda from the right side. Baseline jumper is good. Kellen Komenda with 14 to lead all scores, but just four since the first quarter ended. He's got two fouls. Kozak driving in. Oh, the pass back to McKee. Probably wasn't a good pass by Kozak in that instance. He passed forward, and McKee was behind it. 36-31. Driving in hard is Komenda. High off the glass, no good. Whoa, what a rip-off down there by, ripped down by Wyatt McKee. Boy, is he getting up there. And they are going to run a new play here. Jordan Constable in the game for Sidney, along with Mino, Vibbert, McKee, and Kozak. Driving baseline. Mino gets it to go. I wasn't sure if it counted or not, but it does. And that is a floater on the left baseline, just to catch you up on that. He went around a screen by Constable. Oh, I can't stand not seeing the fouls. All right, it's Mino at the line, though, for the three-point play. And it's good. Sydney, 4 for 4 on the night. Mino leading Sydney with 10. Kozak has 8 all in the first half. McKee has 9. So substitution. Braden Beadle has checked into the ballgame. No, Jared Jones has checked into the ballgame. Forte coming back out. Winchester drives in, misses it. Bucci off his hand. Winchester has certainly gotten to the basket very, very well. Like Wyatt McKee for Sydney, or Kozak or Mino, they just can't get their shots to drop, can't finish. And that has been a huge, huge part of this ballgame. 36-34, Unitigo, but only by 2. Mino goes to Kozak on the right wing. He's picked up by Jonathan Forte, who's just came into the game. A mid-range post pass to Wyatt McKee. Right back out to Mino. McKee will set back up, and here goes Mino, kicking it out to Kozak after the drive. Kozak still guarded by Winchester. Lofts it into McKee. 6 on the shot clock. Back out to Kozak. Kozak at the foul line. Now to McKee off the glass, and we're tied, and it counts. Well, you should see Nicky Mino getting up in the air in the celebration. The foul will be on Shane Bucci. Well, was that on Jones? I think that was on Jared Jones. It's hard to see. I saw a 4 and a 2 by the official. So during a timeout, I'm going to have to assess what's going on. But McKee has tied it up, and they can take the lead with this one. Oh, the first miss of the night for Sydney. They haven't had that many, but they're 4 for 5 from the foul line. Komenda fakes it against Kozak, goes in, passes across the key and out of bounds. Well, Sydney's done that a bunch of times. This time it is Unitigo missing out. So a full timeout, and I'm going to get my foul situation straight. 36 all tie, our first tie of the ballgame. It is 5:35 on the clock. Stick around live, Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, all tied up like we were at the opening tip, except now it's 36-36 and guys have some foul issues. But what a game we've got so far. This is excitement. Here comes Bill Kozak to break the tie, but he's short on the layup. It's a rebound to Winchester. He's coming up the court, guarded by Pat Vibbert. I do have the foul situation all straight. Forte for three. Short. Rebound by Komenda. Lefty layup. No! It spins out. Put back up and in by Shane Bucci. Bucci didn't quit. Shane Bucci didn't quit. He got the second offensive rebound. 38-36. Mino behind the back to dribble to stay out of trouble. Kozak unloads to McKee. Right back to Mino. Mino at the elbow. Mino is back out to Kozak with 15 on the shot clock. 4:45 left. Mino back on the entry pass to McKee. McKee triple team. Bounce pass to Mino. Out to Kozak. Swings it around. Vibbert to take the lead. No, off the mark. No good. And McKee from behind over Bucci. That's going to be a foul on Wyatt McKee. But only his second. And only Sydney's third foul. So I've got Vibbert for three. McKee, Mino with two. Unitigo's Forte with three. Komenda, Henry, and Bucci with two. 38-36 Spartans by two. Unitigo driving in. Winchester, beautiful feed to Bucci. Shane Bucci, the recipient of a nice pass. He's got 5 points. 4 in this quarter. Winchester hit him with a beautiful assist. 40-36. Sidney now trails by 4, and they go to McKee again. They converge on him. McKee cross court to Vibbard, quickly to Constable. Back outside, Vibbard for 3. Big shot is off the mark. And McKee out-rebounds, but he out-rebounded Winchester that time, but stepped on the line. We're down to the 3:59 mark of this ball game, 40-36. The score is low. Neither team has had their offensive boots on tonight, except in spurts. Winchester driving hard, got to pull up with a jumper. It's too long. McKee taps it out. Recovered by Bucci, though. Nice play by Shane Bucci again. And let's see. Oh, well, offensive foul. Offensive foul, I think, on Winchester. So that's only his first. 40-36. 15 foul against. Here comes Mino driving in against Winchester. The ball got blocked. It's Constable, but his shot falls off. Constable throws it right back out to Kozak for 3. No, off the back of the rim. McKee keeps it alive. Here's Kozak. Nice pass to Mino. No, it's blocked away. Anybody's got it. It's Vibbard up in the stands. It'll be Unitigo's ball. Oh, how I wish this were on television right now. You should have seen the hustle by all 10 players on this court. Unbelievable. And Sidney missed 2 chances inside. Unitigo's going to be happy about that. 40-36. Forte and Comenda. Jared Jones out there in the three-point area. Hands it only to Winchester. Winchester goes for 3, and it's off the mark. Rebound. Well, they're on the floor. It's Unitigo ball. Winchester drives in. Shot blocked, and they're going to call a foul on Wyatt McKee. That one was close. That one was mighty, mighty close. Winchester drove in hard, and McKee got his hand on top of the ball. There must have been some body contact. McKee's third foul. It'll be 2 at the line for Tanner Winchester, and he makes the first one. Winchester held to just 8 points tonight, but I think he'll take the higher number on the scoreboard. Trey Larson checks in for Jordan Constable. 2:48 left, and after the 36-all tie, it's been 5 in a row for the Spartans, and this one misses. It will be Unitigo ball. Larson and McKee battle for the ball. And again, Unitigo gets a gift. They got out-rebounded for the ball, and neither Sidney player could decide who had it. Unitigo's ball. Jones quickly up to Forte behind the arc. Comenda, 16-footer. Big shot, good. Kellen Comenda with 16. And the lead is now... Well, there it is. It's up to 7, 43-36. They took a while to put that score up. All right, Mino, down low to McKee. And he's fouled underneath. That's going to be Bucci again. And Bucci would pick up his third. And that will be 6 on Unitigo. Oh, and the inbounds. Vibbard gets knocked over by Comenda, and there's no call. Comenda will score. Comenda knocked over Vibbard, and the Vibbard just slid on the floor. No call. Should be 45-36. Now Nicky Mino will come back and score the jump shot. Now we're all confused. I believe it's 45-38 with that basket. Mino with the basket for Sidney, and Sidney calls timeout. 2:01 left. It is, according to the scoreboard, 45-36, but it should be 45-38. There it is. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, not that there's plenty of time at the 2:01 mark, but there is time for Sydney to come back. I mean, they did come back with a streak of points to make it 36-36. But since then, it has been a 9-2 run for Unitigo, and some of it is Sydney's own doing, not scoring inside when they have the opportunity. And on the other side of the coin, you got Unitigo, who is relentless on the offensive boards. But we do have the score now, right? 6 fouls against Unitigo, only 4 on Sydney, so they can't even force a 1-1. It will be Sydney trying to get the ball back with a three-quarter court pressure. Winchester into the corner for Jonathan Forte. It is Bucci handing it off to Winchester. Stolen by Mino. Ahead to Kozak. Kozak's in the corner. Back out to Nick Mino for 3 points. It's off the mark. Rebound. Shane Bucci again. 1:34 to go. Unitigo now will slow it down in hopes of knocking some clock down. 23 on the shot clock. Back to Komenda over the outstretched arms of Kozak. Forte around the screen to Bucci. Bucci in the corner for Jones. They keep passing it around. 10 on the shot clock. Forte going to be fouled by Mino, and that's going to be a 1-1. Or no, is it time? There was a timeout before the foul. Okay. Timeout before the foul. 45-38. There's 9 seconds on the shot clock for Unitigo, and they lead by nine. You're listening by seven, sorry. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
We are specialists in you. Barber's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes, and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey back here at Sydney, where the Warriors come in at a 6-1 record, and the Spartans at 7-0. And when they get together, it's always fun. It's a shame they only meet once in the regular season, but it does mean that much more. And the last 3 years, they have met at SUNY Oneonta's Alumni Fieldhouse in the MAC Championship game. But now it's the final minute 10. And Wyatt McKee, well, I'm not sure why McKee's going to be the one to foul. That makes 4 on him. But it is. And that's only 5 team fouls. The inbounds play comes to Komenda with Kozak getting the foul called, and that's only his first. They'll do it again, and this one will go to the line. And McKee's going to foul out. I still don't understand why McKee's the one to foul when they want to keep him in there, but he gives himself up for that, and that'll be the end of his night. Wyatt McKee was streaky tonight, to say the least. He finishes with 11 points, 1-for-2 free throw shooting, a lot of rebounds. And here's Jared Jones at the line for the first time tonight. It's 1-1. He makes the first one. Well, well. Jones coming in 4-for-4 from the line this season, so he makes 2. And the lead stretches to 9. 1:03, three-possession game. Kozak's got a launch, long 3, and it's good! And Brazee calls time for that one, too. And the official, with a smile, knowing it was going to happen. And this is Bill Kozak's first points of the game since the second quarter. He has made 3 three-pointers and 2 free throws. He has not gotten a a flow of the game as far as scoring points. He's gotten to the basket a lot tonight, just has not been able to put the ball in. 57.6 seconds to go. So suddenly it becomes a two-possession game. Sydney not sure how they're going to run this, but looks like Justin Barnes is on the court now, and Justin will probably be the guy assigned to foul. So it's Kozak, Mino, Barnes is in for the first time, Larson and Constable. And they'll play man-to-man pressure right off the inbound. And a timeout asked for by Tanner Winchester. Smart move, because it was very close to being a five-second call. 47-41, 57.6 seconds to go. And guess what? I get to come back here tomorrow night and do it again, except that tomorrow night it's the girls of Sydney putting their undefeated MAC record on the line against Unitigo. That game will be at about 7:15 as well. Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show at 7 o'clock. Thursday night, an added attraction, Harpersville girls hosting Seton Catholic. And then Friday night will be Sydney girls at Bainbridge Guilford, another big game among the top four or five teams in the league. All right, 57.6 seconds to go, 47-41, the inbounds pass. Kozak going to foul Komenda. It took 3 seconds to get the whistle to blow. Bibbard will come in for Barnes now for the offense. Barnes, they're doing an offense-defense switch. So Komenda at the line. He's got a game-high 18 points, 2-for-2 from the line. That back in the first quarter. But it's 1-1, and he misses this one. Rebound, Tanner Winchester. Oh, my goodness. Talk about missing an opportunity or taking advantage of an opportunity. Sydney got the rare miss from Kellen Komenda, but Tanner Winchester snared the rebound. So Winchester is at the line. Shot is up, and it is good. That'll make it 9 for Winchester. What a nice shared effort tonight points-wise. They have not needed the 20 points of Winchester. He's got 10, so he's got 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. 49-41. Kozak gets the ball tipped away. Back to Mino. 40 seconds to go. Mino goes for 3. It's up, and it's short. And on the rebound, Trey Larson fouls Kellen Komenda. 35 seconds left. That'll be a two-shot mandatory now. Larson picks up his second foul. Well, it's strange to figure this out that, yes, we knew the guard play for both teams was mighty, mighty good, and that the interior was not the best for either team, and it wasn't the best either for either one tonight, but I think it's pretty clear that the big men for Unitigo bested the big men from Sydney. Komenda makes the first one. Gives him 19. Second shot is good for 20. And this one's going to be even. This is the largest lead for Unitigo, believe it or not. Kozak goes for 3. No, way off. Forte rebounds. Hands it to Komenda. And I think they're going to just lift the crowd for Unitigo, say the rest. I think you can hear the fans for Unitigo. 7 seconds to go. That'll do it. 51-41, the final score. Sydney got up to the 36 all-time, but other than that, it was Unitigo out-hustling Sydney tonight by 10. We will be back to count them all up for you and give our 3 post-game awards as it is live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherbourne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Not the sweep for Sydney tonight. The JVs for Sydney win to stay unbeaten in the league, but the Unitigo Spartans win over Sydney on the varsity, and they stay unbeaten in Mid-State Athletic Conference competition. Our post-game show on WCDO, brought to you by Mang Insurance, NBT Bank, and Echo Brands of Sydney. So let's get right to it. Unitigo withstood the flurry of points for Sydney, coming back to make it a 36-36 tie. And from that point on, outscored Sydney 15-5. So a 10-point win for the Spartans, who go up to 8-0 on the season. All right, Kellen Komenda led all scores with 20 points. It was first and fourth quarter heroics, if you will, 18 of the 20. Coming in the first and fourth quarters, 5 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, 4 for 5 from the line, 20 points. Corbin Henry with 2 baskets, 2 for 4 from the line for 6 points. Tanner Winchester, well below his average, but still 10 points for him, 2 field goals, 6 for 8 from the line for 10. Braden Beadle, 1 for 2, 1 point. Jonathan Forte hit an early 3, which helped Unitigo get away. And he had a bank shot later on after that in foul trouble, and he wound up with 5 points. Eric Hartshorn with a basket, 0 for 1 from the line for 2. Shane Bucci with 2 baskets, key baskets in the fourth quarter, 1 for 2 from the line, 5 points. And Jared Jones off the bench for 2 for 2 to help salt things away for Unitigo. A very impressive 16 for 22 showing for the Spartans tonight. They had 3 3-pointers. For Sydney, well, it was a balanced effort to be sure, but not enough of a balanced effort. Nick Mino led the scoring for Sydney with 12 points. He had a 3-pointer, 1 for 1 from the line. Pat Vibbert had a 3. He finished with 3. Wyatt McKee was the only one to score in all 4 quarters, and he finished with 11 points. He fouled out trying to get the ball back, or trying to get the team to the bonus and get Unitigo to the foul line. So he had 1 for 2 from the foul line, and both were 3-point play opportunities. He made one and missed one. 11 points. Bill Kozak started out like he was going to have a good, solid offensive night. Couldn't get the ball to drop in that third quarter when Sydney was making their comeback. He did finish with a late 3-pointer. He also had 11, 2 for 2 from the line, and 3 3-pointers. And Trey Larson had 2 baskets early in the first half, and he finished with those 4. So just 11 2-pointers for Sydney, 5 3-pointers, 4 for 5 from the line. And their 3-point shooting had actually been pretty good, close to 30-35%, but it was not to be tonight, as Unitigo out-hustled, I would say, the Sydney Warriors tonight, and they win by 10, 51-41, not as close as that final gap, which is the largest gap of the game, would indicate. So it's time for our post-game awards, and let's go right to it. Let's start with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day, and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for over 150 years, member FDIC. And this is a toughie. This is a real toughie. You know something? I think I'm going to go with I'm going to go with Kellen Komenda on this one. Outstanding offense, Kellen Komenda. outstanding job on the offense. Of course, the game's high score, and it sometimes is the high score, sometimes it's not. This is a case in point where the fourth quarter they needed his points, that they got his points, and you know, 8 in the fourth quarter alone, just about outscoring Sidney in that quarter, and he did outscore Sidney in the first quarter. So pure offense tonight for Kamenda. He will win our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. The award for defense is called the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. That's brought to you by Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. And tonight's defense is going to go to Shane Bucci. Bucci was a rebounding animal tonight, and he also created problems for Sidney down low. They just couldn't get things together often enough or consistently enough. And how many times did I say rebound Bucci or deflection Bucci? He certainly earned the Dynamic Defense Award tonight. And the All-Purpose Award tonight, that's another tough call. But we're gonna break away from the normal marquee names tonight, and I'm going to go with Corbin Henry. Corbin Henry will win our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight, and I'll tell you why. He had 6 points, which, you know, is below his average, or is above his average and everything, but he also played. He was one of those guys that did the intangibles, the stuff that you don't see in the scorebook, and I think with Winchester having a below normal shooting night and playing his good defense, I think he would love to have his teammate Corbin Henry win that one, and Corbin will win our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. So congratulations to Kellen Kamenda for offense, Shane Bucci for defense, and Corbin Henry for all-purpose. Congratulations to all three Unitigo Spartans as they win and sweep the awards tonight. So let's see what will happen tomorrow night when the girls of Unitigo come and visit the Lady Warriors of Sidney. Will they upend the Sidney Warriors, who are still unbeaten in Mid-State Athletic Competition, or will the Sidney Warriors hold serve and keep their home court advantage as they drive to make the Final Four for the MAC and getting close? Well, geez, we're only, what, 3.5-4 weeks away from the Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship. So, you know, Harpersville, obviously the decided favorite, but with an injury to Tatiana Sosnowski, nothing is definite. And the next tier has Sidney, Una de la Valle, and let's see, am I missing one? Sidney, Una de la Valle, and Bainbridge-Guilford all in the mix. So it should be interesting because we'll have Sidney Unitigo tomorrow night, Harpersville hosting Seton Catholic and girls on Thursday night, and then Sidney BG girls on Friday night. My thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station and all those who either tuned in via our old school radio or logged in via new school internet. We appreciate everybody from Hawaii all the way to right next door logging on for WCDO Sports On Demand. And this game will be archived very shortly, and Unitigo fans will be able to relive the excitement of tonight's win, 51-41 over the Sidney Warriors. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey, wishing you everybody a great night and drive safely. Bye-bye.